We just heard a tune that I imagine is familiar to many. It's called Golliwog's Cakewalk by Claude Debussy, and it was performed by the Brazil guitar duo, who are Douglas Laura and João Luiz. They are going to be performing, as you heard earlier this hour, with the Heartland Festival Orchestra Saturday night on their concert at Five Points, Washington. They're also going to be playing a recital at Eureka College on Sunday at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. And I'm pleased to welcome half of the duo, Douglas Laura, to the show. Thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you, Kevin. It's my pleasure. Thank you, all listeners. We are very excited to be in the Heartland Festival, and we expect a beautiful concert.
You probably don't remember for any reason because you talked to so many people over the years, but you and I talked about 3 years ago when the duo was performing at the Krannert Center in Urbana for the El Nora Guitar Festival.
Yes, I actually do remember.
Oh, you do? Well, good for you.
Yes. Well, you know, like when you said it was Kevin Kelly, and I said, okay, I remember. I think we talked before.
Yeah,
probably.
That's right. Yeah, and I got a chance to hear you perform at that festival and meet you afterwards. And I really enjoyed your playing, and I love hearing two guitars anyway, but especially when two work so well together, which you guys have been doing for how long now?
We've been playing together for 16 years now, and we started as students in a university in São Paulo, and in the beginning, it was just something we just wanted to play together. We didn't have any expectations about a career or anything. We just wanted to make music. And things started to grow, and when we realized we were already playing concerts and going to competitions and making recordings, and then, you know, the natural way things happen in a musician's career. And now it's been 16 years, and we are very happy with everything, and playing more and more, and traveling more and more. So everything's been very, very good.
How did you know that this was really going to work for you as a duo?
Well, right in the beginning, when we first played, our teacher at that time, Henrique Pinto, he was a guy that noticed the chemistry, that noticed that there was something going on between us. So we already noticed at that point that something was going to happen. But as I said, we never we just did it for the love of music, for the love of playing together. But I think since the beginning we knew that this was something special.
And what are you all doing now besides the duo? I think at least one of you is teaching in the States, aren't you?
Yeah, João is living here in the United States. He's teaching here in New York. We also have other projects with other people. I play Brazilian music with my brother and a bandolin player called Dudu Maya. Also, I have a project with a Spanish singer, and João also does different things with different musicians. But our priority is the duo for sure, and that takes most of our time. We spend most of our time on the road, touring around the world, and that's what makes possible for us to live in different continents. Because we work during the tours. We get new repertoire, and we rehearse the old stuff during the tours. And this is mostly, it's most of our time doing that on the road.
So you're currently living in Brazil?
Yes, I live in São Paulo.
At least part of the time, when you're not.
That's what I call home. When I go home, I say it's São Paulo.
Well, so you've indicated, you know, that you're working on tour. Give us an idea of, let's say, a typical tour period. You're going to be on tour, say, for, you know, a few weeks at a time. What's your schedule like during that time?
It depends, Kevin. It depends because each tour is different. We could travel for a month and then play every other day, and that stuff doesn't allow too much time to rehearse, and we get tired of airports and flights and everything. But sometimes we have a week in a festival, for example, and then we can work really hard. It always changes. There's no routine. There's no like a standard thing. Every time is different. So this year, we've been doing tours every month since January, since February, actually. And it's always different. Each tour is different from the other one.
So that means that if you do have a period, say a week, as you said, then your practice time is going to have to be really well concentrated, I imagine, because you might have a couple weeks then where you don't get to practice at all.
Yeah. Actually, when we play a concert, we spend the whole day playing through the repertoire we're going to play, so that's already a rehearsal. But if you're talking about getting new repertoire, and then you have to... It has to be when we have like a week free, so we can start working on new things, you know. And it's been happening very often. It's very good for us because we can enjoy the place, we can meet people, and we can rehearse. And of course, that our rehearsals are very focused all the time. We play, we sit down, we turn on the metronome and start working. And we have a lot of fun doing that. That's the main thing.
Well, I'm glad that you mentioned metronome. For any young players who might happen to be listening to this, see, even extremely accomplished players use the metronome when they practice.
Well, thanks for the compliment. And then, of course, the metronome, it's fundamental to build, principally when you play with more people, like in chamber music, you have to have a metronome to create a common pulse. And of course, it's important for soloists, for any musician.
You have talked about learning new music, of course, and your duo has a hallmark, as I'm sure many duos do, of playing a mix of traditional music for two guitars, but also newer pieces, some of which you arrange and some of which you yourself compose.
Yes.
Talk a little bit about the importance of doing newer music versus the traditional.
I think, well, we spend like 8 years just playing the standards, just the traditional repertoire for two guitars, so it's kind of our homework. And then after that period, we started to go to Brazilian music, because both of us used to play Brazilian popular music before we started to play classical guitar. So that makes much easier for us to have this different approach to popular music. And we wanted to create our own repertoire because we think it's very important. As you said, it's like a hallmark, you know, and there's so many great duos around, principally from Brazil. You have the Abreu brothers, the Assad brothers, and each one of them have their own personality, their own style. So it will be, I think this is an important way to create your own style, is to create music. We both compose, we both arrange, and we want to play things different, different things that was not written for guitar, and try, and like, for example, the Baroque pieces for harpsichord, they fit very well into guitars. And I've been using a 7-string guitar now, which gives us more possibilities to play this repertoire, to play Bach, to play Rameau, to play Scarlatti. And, well, I think that's it. I think that's it's half of the job. Like, you have to play and you have to make music, create music.
Talk about this 7-string guitar. I've never heard of such a thing.
Yeah, this is very popular in Brazil to play choro and samba. You have an extra low string, usually tuned in C or B. But when we play together, me and João, we use also other tunings. So we can go even lower, like to an A. But that is a very common instrument in Brazil. But it's basically used for popular music, for sambas and choros.
Well, let me play for our listeners the opening track from your first CD together, which is called Bom Partido. What does that mean, by the way?
Bom Partido is a game of words. There's a specific type of samba that is called Partido Alto. And this piece, Bom Partido, by Paulo Belinati, is a partido alto. It's a samba like that. But Bom Partido, in Portuguese, it would suggest that a guy that you would want this guy to marry your daughter, for example. He's a bom partido. He's educated, he studies, you know, he comes from a good family. This is more or less like what he means.
And the opening track is by somebody named Jacob do Bandolim.
Yeah, one of the most important composers of choros from all the times. And he was a terrific bandolim player, which is how we call the mandolin in Brazil. It's the same instrument, basically. And this piece that you're going to play, Noites Cariocas, which means Nights from Rio de Janeiro, it's a choro, and although I play with a 6-string guitar, there's a lot of the vocabulary of the 7-string, it's the role of the 7-string guitar in a choro ensemble. So you're going to hear these bass lines, that's what the 7-string guitar does in the traditional ensemble.
Well, let's give a listen to it. This is João Luiz's arrangement of this music by Jacob do Bandolim. The Brazil guitar duo are performing it here. They will be playing in recital Sunday afternoon at Eureka College. They'll also be playing on Saturday night at Five Points Washington with the Heartland Festival Orchestra in that ensemble's opening concert of their new season. My guest is Douglas Laura of the Brazil guitar duo here on Live and Local.
Thank you.
Music called Noites Cariocas by Jacob do Bandolim, performed by the Brazil guitar duo from their first CD, which is called Bom Partido. That was out in 2007. They have a new one, which I don't have my hands on yet, a collaboration with flutist Marina Piccinini, with music by Bach for flute and harpsichord as arranged for flute and two guitars. I'm eager to hear that one of these days. Hopefully we'll be getting that in the studio. Talk a little bit, Douglas, about the particular challenges of taking a guitar duo and sticking them in front of an orchestra.
Yeah, that's we just love to play concertos for two guitars. There are a few of them. One of the most beautiful is the Tedesco Concerto for two guitars. It's a really great piece of music. We were recently the Orchestra of São Paulo, which is the biggest orchestra in South America, commissioned the piece, a concerto for two guitars, for us. And the composer was Paulo Bellinacci, the same guy that composed the piece called Bom Partido. And he wrote an amazing concerto for two guitars and orchestra, very Brazilian. So we just premiered this piece there in São Paulo in June, and it was a huge success. We hope to play that concerto here in the United States a lot. This time it was not possible to play there at the Heartland Festival, but maybe some other opportunity. And it's just to illustrate how happy we are always when we play with orchestras, because you know, the guitar is a very, the sound of the instrument is not, doesn't project much if you compare to a piano or to a violin. And sometimes it's difficult. You have to have a piece that is very well written so the guitars would sound in front of the full orchestra behind. So these two pieces that we play more often, the Tedesco and now the Bellinacci, they are perfect for that.
Is amplification required at all for the guitars?
It is, yes. Just sound reinforcement. You have to use a microphone because otherwise you will not listen to. You will not hear the guitars.
And of course, there would then be no point if you're sitting there. So glad that it's well played, well written. Before we actually hear some of the concerto itself, I wanted to play for our listeners part of a Prelude and Fugue by the same composer, Mario Castelnuovo Tedesco. You guys have recorded all of his music for two guitars on two CDs on the Noctis label. And
yeah.
This is Prelude and Fugue in A flat, number 8 from his set of 24 guitar preludes and fugues for those guitars. It's the Brazil guitar duo, Joao Luis and Douglas Laura. Mr. Laura, my guest here on Live and Local. Here's music by Mario Castelnuovo Tedesco, his Prelude and Fugue number 8 in A-flat, at least we heard part of that, from the first volume of Complete Music for Two Guitars by that composer, played here by the Brazil Guitar Duo, who are coming to Peoria area this weekend for two performances, Saturday at Five Points Washington with Heartland Festival Orchestra, and Sunday at Eureka College in Eureka for an afternoon recital at 2 o'clock in the building, in the room known as the Chapel there. And they'll be playing the double guitar concerto of Tedesco's on that recital. Do you guys have a current recording project underway?
We are going to release a CD now in Brazil with featuring music by Edu Lobo. And this composer is very important in Brazil. He's a famous songwriter and composer. So that's our next project to release a CD. We don't have anything to record with the orchestra yet, but we are hoping to record the Tedesco and the Belenacci together.
Yeah, I was thinking it sounds like a wonderful pairing, and there's hardly any recordings of the Tedesco concerto right now.
Yeah, there are two or three recordings, and I think it's worthwhile to do a beautiful recording of that piece.
Well, especially to pair it with a new work, one written for you.
Oh yes, yes. That one for sure we're going to record, and hopefully with the Orchestra of São Paulo.
That would be wonderful. Well, it's a pleasure to talk with you again, and best luck in your travels as you get to Peoria area and throughout this current tour. And hope lots of people get to hear you with Heartland Festival Orchestra Saturday night and or at Eureka College Sunday afternoon. Let's go out with some of the final movement of Castelnuovo Tedesco's Concerto for Two Guitars. This particular performance features guitarist Kazuhito Yamashita and Naoko Yamashita with London Philharmonic led by Leonard Slatkin. And of course it'll be the Brazil guitar duo who are my guests, Douglas Laura and Joao Luis with Heartland Festival Orchestra Saturday night. Thanks very much for joining us on Live and Local.
Thank you. Thank you, Kevin. Thanks for the listeners, and see you there on Saturday.